FM, St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
Get ready to have a little church. I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Good morning. I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, the senior pastor here at the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and this is our call to worship. Let us pray. Eternal and everlasting Father, we come before your presence with thanksgiving. As we enter into your presence with praise, we thank you for this day and yet another opportunity to proclaim what thus says the Lord. Now, Father, we pray by your power, your grace, as well as your provision, that you would now bring on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say and do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly your word would be praised. It is in Jesus' name and for his sake we pray. Amen. Our mission statement. The Antioch Missionary Baptist Church is called to be a caring community of Christians committed to developing a personal relationship with our Lord that culminates into a ministry of evangelization, edification, and emancipation in the church and in the community. Amen. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, there's a word from the Lord that is taken from Psalms 34, verses 1 through about verse 5, where we find these words which are recorded. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continuously be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. From those scripture verses, we want to use for our topic this morning, blessing the Lord in spite of the coronavirus. Blessing the Lord in spite of the coronavirus. As we begin the process of reopening the church, for this is truly a day of celebration, as we begin to reopen the church for the first time in almost 4 months, our hearts are excited about what God has established, affirmed, and declared for us as we now reunite, as we come together in fellowship, as we honor and we worship and praise the Lord. And so this is a day of celebration. This is a day of excitement for all of us. I somewhat visualize what this day would be like. In spite of all of the things that we have experienced with this coronavirus, and in spite of the fact that we are still in phase two under the order of our governor, we're excited about just having the opportunity to once again be in the house of the Lord. I thought about all of the members who have been out of the church for all this time and how they would react as they would re-enter our sanctuary. I thought about all of the members who have been affected and those who have been who have underlying health condition as well. I thought about the many times I would prepare a message only to discover I had to alter the delivery because of health concerns within the structure of the church. I thought about what God was doing under what we call the dispensation of grace, or this church age, as he is moving us closer to him. I thought about this message, and I thought about the city as well, for this could be a national anthem towards the city as well. How do we bless the Lord in spite of this coronavirus? How do we celebrate? I thought about this day in a unique way, and finally, how many members would show up today, and who would celebrate with us? Who would be on the internet watching as we speak to the Lord and speak to you as we give a word? And so as I began to contemplate the thought, I was reminded of a passage of scriptures in Matthew about that 18th chapter in the 20th verse where it states, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst. Where two or three are gathered. It doesn't take a full house to gather together to celebrate the Lord. Whatever it takes, whatever is here, whoever is here, the Lord says, I'm in the midst. My brothers and sisters, although this particular passage has reference to discipline, it also reminds us that Jesus will be with us in every process and in every situation that each and every one of us go through in life. He will also become a witness to our integrity and purity of heart. He is there. And I'm reminded of how the Lord literally gave his laws to the children of Israel, and he asked them to ratify the laws, those laws that he had given. And as they ratified those laws, it was a confirmation of God's covenant with his people. And God have a covenant with you and I. And that's enough for us to exalt his name today. This day, as we reopen the church, it is a reminder of what Jesus said concerning the church. And that within the church, we all come together for worship and praise. And to honor and to glorify him for all that he has done and all that our Lord continued to do for us. But there is a word in that 34th Psalm. For the 34th Psalm is a song of praise, and it is accredited to David when he escaped from Abinadab by pretending to be insane. In this particular psalm, David called on the congregation to praise the Lord for their salvation. And today I'm asking you, as we come before the presence of the Lord, to praise the Lord for the salvation that he has established, affirmed, and declared for each and every one of us. There's a worship and a praise going on in the house of the Lord, for the Lord is here with us this day. And we see here in this particular word, after acknowledging that God is good to those who trust him, David instructed the people on how to live a long life. Each and every one of us have been given words of encouragement and enrichment in our life, how we are to live and to treat one another. And as we obey God's laws and his ordinances, it allows us to be fruitful and have the vitality to live a blessed life. Today, we have one who has consistently speak to us on just how to live and how to live a long life. The Lord, by his word, his infallible word, is speaking to us how we are to live a prosperous and a long life, if only we follow it. When we think about that word, you will catch it on your way home, how God is speaking to each and every one of us about how he desires to bless us. And how in his blessing for each and every one of us, life is lived to the fullest. And that's enough for us to be excited about. But in the 34th Psalm, David said, I will bless the Lord at all time. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. David made it personal. As he said, no matter what my personal situation may be, I will trust and I will bless the Lord. No matter, my brothers and sisters, what my condition and what may come against me, I will bless the Lord. And as believers, this should be our statement as well. For every one of us have been touched and blessed by the Lord in some way or another. I thought about this morning how he got us up. He clothed us in our right mind. I thought about how he put a roof over our head, how he has placed clothes on our back, how he put money in our pockets. Although sometimes your money is funny, the Lord simply has blessed you. And that's enough to acknowledge the worth, the worship of our worship and praise. And my brothers and sisters, because we have been touched, we as recipients should personally bless and acknowledge the Lord for what he has done in our life. I thank him. When I think about my yesterday and I see where I am today, I have far more today than I had yesterday. And that's a blessing. When each and every one of us think about our own personal situation and we go back and we think about where we came from, we can honestly say the Lord has truly blessed us. I can make that statement without any reservation because God is a loving God and his love is unconditional. And as we look at our condition today, we can see how God is still providing for us. For he is our Jehovah Jireh, our provider. And the Lord provides for each and every one of us each and every day of our life. I'm reminded how he said, give us this day our daily bread. The Lord is asking us to depend upon him daily, for he will provide our resources each and every day. Stop trying to do it for yourself. Allow the Lord to do it for you. My brothers and sisters, sometime as America, and sometime we as Americans, forget that it was God who provided all of the food that we have today. All of the natural resources that this great nation is blessed with, it was designed and given to us by God. It was God who provided that new car that you're driving, or that new pickup truck that's in the parking lot. It was God who provided it. It was God who provided the means for a sound system and the pews that are cushioned and the carpets on our floors and the air conditioners that we now enjoy. It was God who provided it. And I can remember as a child growing up when neighbors came by and brought food for us to eat. I can remember when Dad got an unexpected tip at work. What about you? Can you remember how God has provided for you? When we think about our personal situation and we think about the times that we, our yesterday and all of the things that we came out of, and we think about where we are today, we know. I feel good.
Thank you for tuning in to